Series finale, Braves and Phillies at SunTrust Park. R.A. Dickey on the mound for Atlanta, and Matt Kemp looking to continue his scorching hot first half.
1-0. Swing and a drive deep right center field. And this one is going to land at the base of the wall in right center. Phillips is home to score. Kemp is in at second with an RBI double. And it's 2-0 Atlanta. Dickey with a payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. 0-2. Swing and a miss. 2-2. Strike three called. Got him looking. 1-2. Swung on and lined to center. It's hard hit. Herrera has it go over his head. Around second, Adams. He'll head to third. The ball's on the warning track. They'll wave Adams to the plate. Freddie Galvis will not have a relay home. And Tyler Flowers makes it 3-0. Dickey checks on the runner, comes set at the letters. The 0-1 pitch, swinging a ground ball to second. Phillips has it, flips it sidearm to Swanson. That'll do it for the Phillies. They get a run on two hits. They leave a man. Stretch time in Atlanta. Phillies finally on the board, but they still trail 3-1. Put two on. Hernandez hit one of the warning track in center. 1-2 on Kroll. Here's the pitch, and it's swung on and lined to third, caught by Ruiz. And he'll put it away for the final out. So the Phillies threaten but do not score here in the top of the eighth. One hit, two left. And as we go to the bottom of the eighth, it's the Braves 3 and the Phillies 1.
Jim Johnson, a clean ninth. He earns his 12th save of the year. The Braves beat the Phillies 3-1 to split the four-game set. For Philly, Odubel Herrera went 1-for-4 with his 22nd double of the year and has now recorded 12 straight extra base hits. Pete Mackinnon's squad split the four-game series in Atlanta. Here's the skipper talking after Thursday's loss.
It's good now that, you know, if we can get the, you know, six, seven, eight innings here and there, that makes our bullpen better. We got Benoit coming back on, probably on Sunday. Shore that up. And, you know, little by little, we got to just keep inching forward. Well, you got to be happy with Lively's performance. He's a real battler. Threw a lot of strikes, walked a couple guys, not a lot of strikeouts, but he battles. He comes right after you and gave us another seven strong innings. Odubel, what a series he's had. Boy, would he have 8 or 9 extra base hits? I think he's had 12 consecutive extra base hits, which is outstanding. Just what the doctor ordered for him to get him jump started. And Mikey got that base RBI single, which is good to see. Had 4 good at-bats yesterday, so hopefully he's on the way. Ramos pitched a good, you know, got out of the jam he got into, but we just didn't score. I mean, we beat them pretty bad. One game they beat us bad. We beat them 3-1. They beat us 3-1.
Fresh off his big league debut Saturday, Ben Lively pitched 7 innings for the Phillies, but was still saddled with his first career loss. Here's the rookie talking about his outing.
I didn't really notice that. No, I didn't feel that at all. I mean, it's probably just me trying to fill out my pitches out there when the game started, and just once they started clicking, I started rolling. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that first inning, I feel like I was a little pumped up too much. But after that, I mean, settled down and started feeling pretty good. I mean, I'm not going to change how I pitch. You know, that's what got me here. And I'm just going to keep being the same guy I've always been.
Next up, the Phillies head to St. Louis for a matchup against the Cardinals, while the Braves stay at home to take on the Mets.